This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I am Mira Sivasodi. It's our Health and Living segment. We are in the midst of our movement control order, which has been extended until the 14th of April. So most of us are staying at home. And unless it's necessary, really necessary to do groceries or to carry out essential work, are we actually going out? Otherwise, most of us are hibernating at home, sitting and eating. I'm guessing most of us are at least. There is some frustration that we are unable to go out. The gyms are closed. The parks are off limits. So what do we do to also stay active? On the line with me is Eric Tan, a strength and conditioning coach from the National Sports Institute. He's going to help us work out at home or do or start moving at home. Welcome to the show, Eric. How are you today?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Eric, what do you do at the National Sports Institute as a strength and conditioning coach?
I am responsible for the physical preparation of the national athletes. So what I do is I train the national athletes in terms of physical preparation. So our strength work, the gym work, you know, the running sometimes, the cardiovascular training and the power training and yeah, so on.
Okay. And has everything come to a standstill at the National Sports Institute as well, given the restriction of movement order?
Unfortunately, yes. We can't train at the ISN and MSN as well. So all the athletes have gone back to their home to comply with the MCO order. But training still goes on. You know, we still prescribe programs to them so that they can do it at home.
Yep.
So we send them programs online. So they do their program at home and they report back to us what they've done and things like that. And it's probably you can see on the social media as well, a lot of athletes are posting their exercise routine as well for people to see that, you know, they are actually still training even though they are at home. So we are still keeping active during this period of time.
But it will never be the same as being at the institute itself, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, of course. We don't have access to, like I say, a gym or training facilities and things like that. So everything has to be modified to suit whatever they have in their homes.
You know, these are, of course, elite athletes you're talking about at the National Sports Institute, but a lot of us are cooped up at home, some of us in houses with no land, some of us in condominiums. I mean, even in condominiums, the pools and the gyms have been closed.
Yeah, they're all off limits, exactly.
That's right. So would you have an idea of how people can stay fit at home? Because really, literally, if you don't do something or you don't move, you're just going to be sitting and eating. That's all you're going to be doing.
Exactly. So we at ISN actually publish short or simple access program that you can use to train at home. So if you go to our social media page, like Twitter or Facebook or even, you know, Instagram, you know, you look up ISN Malaysia and you'll find a simple exercise program. It's mainly just bodyweight exercises, 10 bodyweight exercises that you can do, and there are instructions provided as well. So you can follow those instructions and, you know, just do those exercises. Very simple.
In this sort of time, sometimes there would be some physical activity involved, such as household chores. Do you consider that even exercise?
Well, yes, of course, definitely. You know, like vacuuming, sweeping, mopping the floor, those are all physical exercise. I'm sure you've done it before as well. You know, after, you know, a cleaning session, you'll be sweating, definitely. I know I clean all the time, you know, at home.
Yep.
Vacuuming, you know, mopping the floor and things like that. After a half an hour of mopping the floor from your living room to the kitchen, I'm getting good sweat, good workout as well.
Yeah, but what would be some of your precautions? Because for people who are not used to it, who are now going to take on that bucket and mop and start mopping away, it does need some warming up, don't you think? I mean, your back would take a beating if you don't.
Yeah, I mean, definitely you would do some, you know, light stretches before you start, you know, doing some physical activities. But I think if they're used to doing house chores, they should be okay, you know, you just with your light stretch on your shoulders, your arms, your lower back, your legs, you know, and then start like, slowly, you know, you don't go all out and just scrub the floor as hard as you can. You know, just start cleaning a little bit here and there, and then, you know, after you vacuum or sweep the floor, then you can start with a more rigorous exercise, I would say, you know, like mopping the floor. So mopping the floor engages your core a lot, you know, as you move left and right, up and down, up on the floor. It works your core muscles, it works your upper body muscle as well. So you'll definitely get a good sweat from just doing those activities at home without any gym equipment.
I mean, you do need a mix of cardio, strength and flexibility exercises. Yeah. So what would you recommend besides the chores? What else can we do?
You can do bodyweight exercises, you know, like simple exercises like, you know, squats, push-ups, step-ups, do some planking, crunches and things like that. Those are easy exercises that you can do at home without any equipment. And if you have access to, for example, a treadmill at home or even a stationary bicycle, you can do that as well. Just hop on the bike or the treadmill and, you know, just go for a slow jog or a slow ride for 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. That's your cardio workout for that day, because obviously we can't go out and, you know, go to the park and go to the gym and, you know, jog and things like that. So you just do that at home. Even skipping is a good cardio workout as well. You know, spend some time for some light skipping. That's good as well, you know. Again, mainly cardio, muscular endurance work, core work, so that's good as well. In terms of strength work, body exercises, like I mentioned before, you know, squats, lunges, those push-ups and things like that, those are good to just to maintain your physical fitness for this period of time. And obviously, you can also add some resistance if you have, you know, access to, like, a pair of dumbbells, a pair of kettlebells, you know, some resistance bands, you know, tubing, or even a fitball, those big fitball.
Yep.
And if you have that at home, you can do a complete workout just with those simple items.
Okay. And for those who are starting for the first time, what would you recommend? How should they start? Because the last thing you want now is to get injured. Because you really don't want to go to the hospital at this stage.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to try and avoid it, right? How should somebody start if they haven't before?
I would say just go easy. Just go and do those very simple exercises. Like I mentioned before, you go to ISN's social media page. There's a list of simple exercises that you can do. You can follow them. Yeah, just very straightforward exercises, very simple. Just go easy instead of doing, you know, 4 sets, 20 repetitions. You know, just go maybe 1 or 2 sets. First, you know, and of course, before you start exercising, do a proper warm up, keep on stretching down, you know, just ease into it. And, you know, don't be so gung ho and just go in and do, you know, 20 repetitions, 4 sets, and things like that. And you may not feel it now, but the next day you're going to feel soreness for sure if you have not done any physical activity for a long time. So, yeah, just go slow, do simple exercises, you know, body weight. For now, and once you are used to it, then you can add some simple resistance, like, you know, jam dumbbells, rubber bands, even with, you know, bottles, including water. Those are things that you can use to increase the load in your exercise.
An important part of exercise, we know, is the social aspect, Eric.
Yep.
How do we get families involved in this whole experience of exercising together?
Well, get them to join with you, you know, especially with the kids. I know my son likes to do jumping jacks with my wife. Mm-hmm. So that is his main form of exercise right now. But prior to this, you know, he would like to cycle around the house, but, you know, since we can't go out, so those are things that he can do right now. Just do jumping jacks, you know, do some simple squats, simple lunges, and, you know, plank, and things like that. You know, get them to join with you and do the exercises together. It's more fun like that than doing it yourself alone. I mean, those are things that you can do right now at home. It's a bit limited, you know, but you know, try to make it as fun as possible by doing it together with the kids, you know, especially the jumping activities. And they love that, you know. My son just loves jumping around, so I will do some high knees with him, so he will love doing that.
People seem to be having social hangouts online via Zoom or by Google Hangouts. Is this something that could motivate people to get together and actually exercise, like on a Zoom to?
Yeah, I think definitely, you know, like you will see a lot of people, especially personal trainers, they are live streaming their workout as well for their clients who can't be in the gym.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of free streaming going on right now with, you know, trainers providing workouts for people who are stuck at home right now, so which is good, you know. And a form of group exercising. We are being creative right now instead of, you know, actual face-to-face time. We are doing virtual training right now with people.
Yeah.
And I guess it's also motivating as well. You know that other people are actually joining in session. You can see them through the screen as well. They are training together. So it's good to keep that going instead of doing nothing at home. But I think, yes, it's actually, you know, something which is good and should be done.
And you're doing that with the athletes from the National Sports Institute?
We are not doing live streaming training with them.
Okay.
But I do send them programs, and you know, we keep track through WhatsApp, things like that. And I have them post their videos online for me to see. And also I have them post their video online as well. So we post it on their social media page to show people that, you know, hey, I'm training at home as well. You know, join me. Things like that. And if you go to ISN's social media page, you see a lot of athletes posting their training videos. You know, early people to start exercising, to be active. Even in KBS level, we have the KBS Workout at Home Challenge as well, hashtag KBS WAH Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see our minister, you know, doing some exercises. You know, we have athletes like, you know, Nicole David posting videos of training. You know, Azizul Hasniawa posting videos of him training with kids at home. Things like that. So it's good that people are doing that. So, you know, athletes are actually urging people to train. They themselves are doing training at home as well. So we should follow them and, you know, be active and start training.
Fantastic. We'll come back and find out more about how you can get moving at home during this whole restriction of movement order. On the line with me, Eric Tan, a strength and conditioning coach from the National Sports Institute. When we come back, we'll find out more about smartwatches and apps. I do know the one that I use, at least. You can actually invite people and challenge them just through the app. And it's really quite interesting for those of you who are like me, Kiasu. It works. It works really well. So we'll come back and find out more. We'll come back and find out more up next on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome back. I'm Mira Sivasodhi, the Know Health and Living segment from the National Sports Institute, a strength and conditioning coach, Eric Tan, with me on the line. So we're trying to figure out how to stay fit and active during the movement control order, which has been extended to the 14th of April. Eric has said the National Sports Institute has got a lot of videos posted on its social media page. You know, a lot of elite athletes from the Institute have posted their workouts there. You can actually go on and use it as a resource to start exercising at home. Get the family involved, do a Zoom exercise, do a Google Hangout exercise session. Why not? Anything works at the moment, because we're such social people, Eric. We want to be with one another when we work out.
Exactly.
So let's talk about smartwatches and apps in helping to monitor activity level. How much would that play a role given the situation we're in?
I don't know much about smartwatches if I don't have one, but I do know that athletes are wearing them as well to keep track of their training. It does work, you know, to a certain degree. You know, it keeps you motivated. But it tells you, you know, how many steps you have taken today, you know, how many calories you have burned today. Like you say, you can invite friends and challenge them to a certain, you know, exercise and things like that. So I think it's a good motivation as well for people, you know, stuck at home right now and can't do anything, can't see anyone, you know. So yeah, I think it does work in this kind of situation.
Yes, it definitely does. At least you have that, you know, competitive spirit.
Yeah, the feedback is good.
Yes, it is. But, you know, even you spoke about how the ISN has got social videos on its social media pages that you can follow. But, you know, Eric, based on, you know, I grew up in the 80s and we had Jane Fonda videotapes back in the day.
Oh, yes.
but there were different levels of these videos. You start with one level and then you move on to the next level. Now, you're going to have random videos posted on your social media page, which will not necessarily have any different level to cater for different people of different physical levels as well. So how then would you... What's your advice to people as to, you know, how to discern between one video and the other to make sure you're on the right level?
Again, I think we should start with basic stuff, like body weight stuff, body weight exercises. That's, the most basic that you can go. You see videos like, for example, and, you know, some trainers are doing some exercises which are, you know, looks a bit more complicated, probably it's a bit too advanced for you if you have not done any training, to be active for a while. Start with just body weight exercises. Those are just the base, the most simple exercises that you can do. We have a list of exercises on ISN and social media that you can start with, for example, just body weight squats, just doing body weight lunges, just doing a push-up, simple push-up. It can be modified based on your ability. It doesn't have to be a full push-up. It can be a modified a wall push-up or push-up against a coffee table, or push-up against kitchen counter and things like that, plank, you don't have to do a full 1 minute plank. It can be 30 seconds, it can be 15 seconds, depending on the ability. So start from some very basic stuff. And then you can move on to more complicated stuff later on once you are in an advanced level.
Yep. What would be the big picture? Some will question as to why they're doing this.
Yep.
I mean, you can't lose weight.
Yep.
I don't think you'll be able to lose weight in this sort of situation. But what would be the objective of keeping yourself going in terms of doing some cardio, in terms of doing some sort of physical activity at home?
I think it's just to stay healthy for at least a year of time. Just health is the main concern right now, Exercise can help, boost your immune system, so you get less chance of, getting illness, and you don't want to get ill or sick in this period of time.
Yeah.
Right? So it helps to burn excess calories, that's for sure. Maybe not that much, but, some activities is better than no activities, especially in this situation right now. We tend to eat a lot more than before. So we'll be sitting around, watching TVs, watching movies, facing the computer all day long. No, we are not burning enough calories, but we are eating a lot more. So just exercising can help you to burn more calories. Maybe not as much, but it's better than none, really.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell bread has been wiped off the shelves. You can't find it. I can only say Malaysians are eating a lot of bread. That's a lot of carbs if you are indeed consuming a lot of bread at this point.
Definitely. Plus, I'm sure you have snacks at home right now, chocolate.
Oh, yes.
Ice cream, chips, leftovers, Chinese New Year cookies are still around, on your table in the shelf.
Yes.
I'm sure you have all those stuff still available at home and they are easily accessible, right? So you just walk less than 20 steps, you reach the kitchen, you reach into the cabinet, grab the bag of chips, and you sit around and just watch a show and you keep eating, and before you know it, you finish the bag of chips.
Yep.
And if you're not careful, if you're not doing anything, no activities for the next 1 week, after the MCO, you may put on, excess of 1 or 2 kilos if you're not careful.
Yeah.
So just remain active just by simple activities like, doing house chores, cleaning, doing simple exercises. If you have a stationary bike home or a treadmill, just do for cardio, a slow jog, a slow ride for 10, 15, 20 minutes, even 30 minutes. That will keep the metabolism up, and as well as, help to burn those excess calories. And yeah, it's good for your general health anyway. So you need to do that for this period of time, for sure.
You're also going to discover food that you had stashed away and you didn't realize
that's
actually going to expire and that you need to finish it.
Yes, you want to finish them off before it goes expired, definitely. So.
You're going to find stuff in the house that's going to absolutely shock you. For how long should people exercise? What's the minimum duration in a week, Eric?
I think a week, we would recommend at least 3 times a week, like half an hour a session. That's probably a bare minimum. If you can do more, 5 times a week, even better. I think we have time now. One of the excuses that people tend to use is that, I don't have time to exercise. Now, yes, all the time you need because you are confined at home. So you do have time to exercise, actually. So every day or even 30 minutes in the morning and then another 30 minutes in the evening. So that's good, So bare minimum, 30 minutes a day, 3 times a week, good. You can do more, 5 days a week, even better. So that is my recommendation.
Right. 5 times, ideal.
Ideal if you can. I mean, we have time now, so
absolutely,
we have time now. There's no reason to not do any exercise. You are at home, so 5 times a week seems to be reasonable right now.
Yes.
After the MCO, maybe you go back to our normal schedule, maybe 3 times a week. But right now, you have time. Why not just 5 times a week? Just go easy, of course.
Yes, this whole situation brings new meaning to I have no time.
We have plenty of time now.
So let's talk about prevention of injury. Sometimes you think you're in the confined, you're confined to the house and the home, and you know it's a pretty safe environment. However, the importance of little things we take for granted, mats, to use a mat when you exercise. Should you wear shoes indoors or do you not have to wear shoes? You know, what are some of, what's your advice, Eric?
Using mat is advisable. If you have one, if you don't, I think it should be okay as well. Providing that you're not doing any high impact exercises. No. In terms of wearing shoes as well, yes, you can. And if you don't want to, it's fine as well. Again, it's depending on what exercise you're doing. For myself, I don't wear shoes when I exercise at home. Only when I go out to the car porch, I would wear a pair of shoes. But at home, I do not wear shoes when I exercise because I'm not doing any high-impact exercise. I'm not lifting heavy weights and things like that. So it should be okay. Now, in terms of injury prevention, of course, you need to warm up properly first before you jump into any exercises. So, you know, spend about, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes or just doing light warm-ups, you know, stretching a little bit. Before you start to do light stretches, some static stretches, some dynamic stretches. So in total, you'll be spending about 10-15 minutes just to warm up if you can. Then you can ease into your training program. And again, it depends on kind of level of activities you're doing. If you're doing a high impact exercise, you want to, you know, warm up a bit more. If you're just doing some like, simple body exercises, your warm up and stretching maybe just a bit shorter, maybe 10 minutes, and you're good to go. And of course, you know, in terms of injury, if you are doing a certain exercise and you feel uncomfortable or feel pain when you're doing certain exercise, my advice is to stop doing the exercise. You know, don't force your way through when you want to complete 10 repetition or 30 repetition or be painful or it's okay, you know, I'm just going to, you know, push through it and things like that. No, you know, if you feel pain, you feel discomfort when you're doing a certain exercise, stop doing it. Stop doing it.
What about the elderly? A lot of us are staying home now with our parents. Can we get them involved in this?
You can. And I'm not an expert in, you know, the geriatric training, so I can't comment that much on that. But it's definitely a good idea to get the senior citizens to get involved. And I know a few senior citizens who are, you know, well into their 70s, who are still training in the gym, lifting weights and things like that. So, you know, being active, you know, doing resistance training, doing exercise is definitely good for their health, and they should do it. And I mean, at home, maybe it's a little bit tricky because the elderly, maybe mainly they would like to go out for a walk, a bit sort of the park and cycle and things like that. You know, doing Tai Chi or yoga sometimes in the park with their friends. So at home, maybe a little bit tricky for them to do, you know, those exercises like, for example, push-ups, a bit hard depending on their physical level. Some who are very active, they can do it. Some who are less active, they may not be able to do those exercises. So the one way they can do it is just, you know, use simple exercise like bottles to water and then just do some simple bicep curls, some shoulder presses and things like that. Some, you know, leg exercises like, for example, just getting up from the chair itself, you know, and going up the stairs. Those are physical activities that they can do at home at this moment.
And we do know that staying fit and active will also help our mental well-being. I think a lot of us are struggling in a personal capacity as far as our mental health is concerned. There is so much uncertainty out there. It is unsettling for many people. The thought of the unknown, the thought of or this situation of uncertainty is overwhelming for some people. You just want to comment on how staying fit and active can actually benefit our mental health as well.
I think exercise is good for mental health. It's a good stress reliever. Exercise is a good stress reliever. You know, it makes you feel energized. It makes you feel more alert. You know, it puts you into a good mood as well, because exercise will stimulate the release of endorphins, which is the feel good hormones, you know. So after a good exercise session, you actually will feel much better, you know, you feel less stress as well. And plus, if you are doing, you know, for Zoom kind of training, with your friends, you know, that social interaction with your trainer, with your friend as well, is also good, because we are, you know, confined at our own home and we don't have any contact, physical contact with, you know, outside world other than your family member. So that kind of thing is actually good for your mental health.
Yeah, so get on that computer, invite your friends and start exercising. Yeah,
you know, start exercising together, you know, do a live stream with your friend through your, you know, Instagram or Facebook or, you know, Zoom, and, you know, start training together and just interact through your computer, you know, virtual interaction.
Yeah. Do you think this is going to change this whole situation we're in? Do you think it's going to change how people view physical exercise? Do you think we will continue to take it for granted?
I surely hope not. I think people are now more aware of, you know, the importance of physical activity. A lot of people are, like you say, a lot of people are actually, you know, live streaming their training, are showing off what they do at home, exercising. I see a lot of people who maybe hardly exercise are now trying to get into the bandwagon as well, you know, really trying to do some exercise, post the videos of, you know, this is what I did today, you know, push-ups, you know, squat and things like that. You know, they post a video of, you know, I'm training with this particular program that I found online and things like that. So it's good that people are just getting more active now. You know, I think we are more aware of the importance of being physically fit in light of this situation right now with the, you know, virus going around. So yes, and hopefully after everything has, you know, died down, people will still continue to be active, continue to exercise at home, and continue to, you know, be active in whatever things that we do, and not stop, you know, after the MCO is over.
Do you think Malaysians are going to emerge healthier after this whole exercise?
I really hope so.
I honestly think we will. I really think we will. I think we will, because I don't think this many of us are cooking at home as we ever did before.
Exactly.
And I think
everyone's a master chef now.
And I think that is a fantastic thing, if ever. That's, you know, I hope people keep it up though after we come out of it.
I do hope so as well. I hope people will just continue exercising. Since they've started exercising at home now, it might as well just do it all the way through. You know, this is not a seasonal thing, it's a lifelong thing. Exercise is a lifelong thing. I've been training in the gym since I was 15 years old. For, you know, more than 30 years already I've been training, and I plan to continue training all the way till I kick the bucket, you know. So it's a lifelong thing. So you need to keep doing it. And the benefit is tremendous, you know, exercising. There's so much benefits of exercising. And, you know, Malaysia is probably one of the most obese nations in Southeast Asia or Asia.
Yep.
And it's mainly due to inactivity. Other than, you know, overconsumption of sugar and things like that, the main cause is inactivity. So you need to start moving, you know, start exercising. It doesn't have to be, you know, something complicated. You don't have to really go join a gym. You can just do exercises in the park, go for a ride, go for a swim, go for a jog, you know, do home exercises with your family members. Just be active.
So the National Sports Institute is also posting tips and videos of athletes exercising at home on their Facebook page. So you can log on to Institute Sukanegara Malaysia and view some of those videos. Thank you very much for joining us today.
You're most welcome. So for our social media page, you just search for IFM Malaysia, one word, on Twitter, Instagram or Facebook. And you'll get a lot of information, guidelines on exercising, you have videos, video tips of, you know, how to do certain exercises. We have diet tips as well. And, you know, a lot of guidelines that you can get found online. So, you know, if you are new to this, come to our social media page, you know, use them as a resources. We have a lot of information in there that you can use. A simple exercise program that you can use to start your exercise journey. And yeah, I mean, we will keep posting videos, we will keep posting tips, guidelines, and all in the coming weeks. So to get people to be active, come visit our social media page.
Thank you very much for joining us today. That was Eric Tan, strength and conditioning coach from the National Sports Institute, speaking to us about staying fit and active during this restriction of movement order on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.